This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate hearings on 1996 campaign money resume today with new allegations against President Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. Republicans say that on some of the newly released White House videotapes, the president tells contributors to the Democratic Party how they helped his re-election campaign, which is supposed to be a separate entity with strict contribution limits. According to those Republicans, that amounts to an admission by the president that his campaign broke the law. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's no secret that in 1995 and early 96, the Democratic National Committee ran television ads supporting President Clinton. The Democrats called them issue ads, not campaign ads. But in May of 96, at a White House get-together with big donors, the president was upfront about how much they helped him.
The fact that we've been able to finance this long-running, constant television campaign where we were always able to frame the issues. Most of it's been actually quite positive, you know, not sort of a big negative hit on the Republicans, but just trying to show the differences in what we were trying to achieve has been central to the position that I now enjoy in the polls.
In December of 95, the president told contributors the ads were financed with the unregulated soft money he was raising, checks of $20, $50, and $100,000. By law, contributions of that size had to go to the DNC, not the Clinton-Gore Re-Election Committee. In addition, in exchange for federal funding, President Clinton had signed a pledge promising the Clinton-Gore Committee would stay within strict spending limits. Yesterday, one of the Senate committee's top investigators said the way the ads were funded seems to be a violation of the law. He added, quote, "I think the president would be involved in it." This puts committee Republicans in accord with Common Cause, the government watchdog group.
Everyone in town, in this city, knows exactly what this was.
Common Cause and its attorney, Fred Wertheimer, called on Attorney General Janet Reno a year ago to investigate the Clinton ads and similar ads by the Republican Party for its nominee, Robert Dole. Fred Wertheimer.
This is about a $50 million media advertising campaign conducted by President Clinton and his campaign that broke the law. That's my view. And if this is correct, what we have here is the largest single violation of campaign finance laws in our history.
When Common Cause filed the complaint, the DNC and RNC both said the ads were issue ads, which have no limits. Common Cause says calling them issue ads doesn't make them issue ads, especially now that President Clinton is on tape talking about how much they helped him in the polls. White House Special Counsel Lanny Davis says it's all legal.
Common Cause doesn't like the system that allows legally supplemental money to be used through these issue ads. They don't like the system. We don't either.
Republicans seem willing to give up the Dole campaign's defense to make this attack on the Clinton campaign stick. But the fight makes for some unusual allies. Siding with the White House is Jan Barron, one of the GOP's premier campaign finance lawyers. He says a presidential candidate has two roles to fill.
Participants in presidential campaigns promise not to spend over a certain amount and not to accept private contributions into their campaign. But at the same time, a political party exists for the purpose of advancing not only the party's interests, but obviously the interests of their nominees, who are the representatives of the party.
And Professor Roy Schottland of Georgetown University's Law Center says the president was just being a pragmatic politician.
All he's doing is making an honest statement about the reality of how these things operate. I don't think they can operate any other way, but the law says they're supposed to.
That would be the law under which President Clinton and Senator Dole promised to stay within the contribution and spending limits. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.